Members, in accordance with the determination of the Business Committee, we will now have a maiden statement from Benjamin Doyle. Following the maiden statement, the House will adjourn until 2 p.m. on Tuesday, 10th of December, 2024. I call on Benjamin Doyle to make a maiden statement.
E te mangai, tēnā koe. E te whare, tēnā koutou katoa. Mana whakapapa, mana tuakiri, mana takata puie. Ahu ahu mai, ahu ahu atu. Kia tau ai te mauri, roto I a koe. Ko hine ti tama koe, ko hine nui te pō koe. Ko I ara, ko te whakahuatanga. Mana mārei kura, mana whatū kura, mana takata pui e. Rere mai nuku, rere mai rangi, kātou, whakatau, hā e. Uhi, wero, tau mai te māhana. Haumi e, hui e, tai ki e. Ko te tuatahi e rere ana te mihi kā tika ki te whaia o te ao. Ko papatua nuku te mārei kura. Tēnā koe. Ko rangi nui kei runga tēnā hoki koe. Ki te whare e tū nei. Ki te ātea e tōko tākoto nei. Tēnā korua. E ngā mana whena, whenua o tēnei rohe. Ko te upoko o te ika a Māui. Ngā kaitiaki pono. O te taiao, o te moana, o te whenua. Ko te ateawa, ko Taranaki whānui, ko Ngāti Toa Rangatira, rātou ko Ngāti Raukawa ki te tonga. Kā ranga mai, kā ranga mai, kā ranga mai. Kia whakahonorei tō tātou ariki nui. Te kuini ngā wai hono I te pō. Rātou, ko te whānau whānui o te kāhui āriki. Rire, rire, hau, paimārire. Tēnā koutou I o tātou tini mate. Koutou kua whetū rangitia I te koroai o rangi nui. Koutou kua wehi atu ki te pō, ki te tua o te arai, ki te okiokinga I o tātou tupuna haere, haere, haere atu rā. Te hunga mate ki te hunga mate, te hunga ora ki te hunga ora. E ngā pai pai o te whare, e te tī, e te tā, e ngā haue whā e rauranga tira mā. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Ko taku kōrero nei, he kupu arataki. He whakaotu ki ngā pātai kōwaiau, nōwaiau. Ki tōku taha Pākehā, ko Lagnakuila te maunga, ko Āvuka te awa, ko Wicklow te rohe, ko Arklow te pā. No Airani, ko Tirana, me Piritania ōku tupuna. Ki tōku taha Māori, ko Kapuwai, ko te ahuahu, ko Whakarongorua ngā maunga, ko Waikare, ko Waitangi, ko Utakura ngā awa. Ko ngā toki matawhaorua tōku waka, he uri ahau, no te whare tapu o ngā puhi. I tipu aki au ki whangaparāua, engari e noho ana au ki kirikiriroa ināianei. Nā reira, kā mihi ki te maunga ko taupiri me te awa ko Waikato. He uri ahau, he mokopuna ahau, he pāpā ahau. He takatā pui ahau, he whaikaha ahau, he ira tangata hoki ahau. Ko they, them, ōku tūkapi. Ko Benjamin Doyle tōku nei ingoa. E te kāwanatanga, e te whare. Whakarongo mai, ki te kōrero I o tātou tupuna. Kā pō, kā ao, kā awatea. Nō reira, tēnā koutou. Tēnā koutou, o tira, tēnā rā tātou katoa. Yesterday, was International Trans Day of Remembrance, a day to celebrate the gift that is our trans whānau. Let it be known in this house that trans lives are taonga, that ira whiti rights are a te tiriti issue. It is a day to reflect on the tireless work of our trans leaders and elders, the icons who have fought, who have organised, who have existed in the face of enormous vitriolic hate. A hate, I might add, that was imported to Aotearoa by colonisation. International Trans Day of Remembrance is a day to recall the countless trans lives stolen by acts of violence. The lives lost to inadequate healthcare, to educational discrimination, to systemic exclusion, to police brutality, to prisons, to state and faith-based care. We remember yesterday, today, and every day. Those who came before us, like Faya Georgina Beyer, the world's first trans member of parliament, an auntie, a leader, a guide, who has laid this path so that I and others may walk upon it on International Trans Day of Remembrance. And every day, we will remember you. I am not here for any one part of my identity, any singular community to which I belong. I am here for all the many interwoven and textured strands that constitute me and which constitute you. Our collective selves, past, present, and future. Ona mata, ana mata. I am a descendant of the earth, a mokopuna of te tai tokirau, an uri of ngāpuhi. I am a parent, a lover, a friend, a comrade. I am a teacher, and more importantly, I am a learner. I am a gardener, a writer, a devotee of adequately funded arts, and a dedicated advocate for tangata me te whenua. I am proud to be tangata apui, queer, non-binary, which means that my gender is expansive and fluid, not muzzled by the strict confines of a suffocating binary. If my pronouns confuse you, here's a tip, just use my name. And if the way I dress causes you concern, I say to you, be more concerned by the contents of my mind than that of my wardrobe. I live with a chronic illness, and although it may not be something you can see, 20,000 New Zealanders have to manage this condition every day, one of the highest prevalences in the world. I want to remind you that a disability does not need to be seen to be real, and it does not require your comprehension to deserve equitable and adequate healthcare, employment, housing, or respect. This institution we represent and its successive neoliberal governments have put profit before people and planet time and time again. This relentless, insatiable hunger for growth, this glutton for endlessly more wealth, more natural resources, more power, it is a fruitless endeavour. The earth is finite. It cannot be extracted from and pillaged without end. When we dump pollution into our oceans and scrape the bed, from its precious life from the bed, when we carve open our lands and fill them with waste, when we explode and extract from our ancestral mountains, poison our rivers, decimate our forests. We are not just killing the earth. We are not just devastating our living systems, our primordial mother, Papatua Nuku. We are destroying ourselves, our children, our pasts, presents, and futures. Whatū ngaro ngaro te tangata, toitū te whenua. Humanity will fade, but the land will remain. We have a choice to live in harmony with te taiao, as kaitiaki and as teina. We do not need to dominate the land. We must love and respect her. The earth is a great teacher. It is not too late to learn from her, to humble ourselves to her wisdom, that like the river, we must flow and adapt, that like the birds, we must rise, we must sing, that like the forest, we must breathe. Indigenous people have known this mai rā anō since the beginning. Tangata whenua have continuously offered knowledge and wisdom, mātauranga, opportunities to work and live in partnership alongside rather than in opposition to one another. And yet those in power continuously fail to listen and to act accordingly. This week, the Hīkoi mō te tiriti arrived on the grounds of Parliament. Tens of thousands of people, tangata whenua and tangata tiriti from all across Aotearoa, echoing in the reverberating steps of those that have come before, the Land March of 75, the foreshore and seabed Hīkoi of 2004. The people will not allow the divisive and incendiary rhetoric of the obnoxiously loud and ill-informed few to recklessly hack away at the foundations we have worked for so long to build. Toitū te tiriti. In the resounding words of Matua James Henare, a whanaunga to many of us sitting in this whare, kua tā whiti kē tō haerenga mai, kia kore e haere tonu. He nui rawa o mahi, kia kore e mahi tonu. We have come too far not to go further. We have done too much not to do more. Don't get me wrong, our relationships are not perfect and the systems this generation has inherited are ill-equipped at best and catastrophically disastrous at worst. But we must not lose sight of what could be. We can choose to end poverty, we can choose to transform the tax system, we can choose to adequately fund healthcare and child and whānau-centric education. We can choose to stop killing the environment, the very thing we require to exist. It is a matter of political will, of community strength, of collective dreaming, of radical love for one another and for the world. On love, bell hooks said, the moment we choose to love, we begin to move against domination, against oppression. The moment we choose to love, we move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. Radical love does not look like prisons or military boot camps for children. It does not look like people sleeping on the streets or being kicked out of emergency housing. Love does not look like drilling for gas and oil in the habitats of critically endangered species or mining conservation lands or upon wāhi tapu. It does not look like animals being raced to death for profit and pleasure of bets, or like banks investing in the illegal settlement of stolen lands. Love does not look like sitting idly by while people in slavery are mining for cobalt in the Congo, or innocent people being murdered in a genocide in Palestine and Lebanon. To love is to move against domination and oppression. To love is to move towards freedom, to act in ways that liberate ourselves and others. Before I conclude my maiden speech, I'm going to recite a poem by Refaat Alarer, who was murdered in December last year by an IOF airstrike in northern Gaza during Israel's ongoing genocide in Palestine. Let this poem be a reminder of the grave injustices being committed and the lives violently stolen, not only in Palestine, but around the world, in Lebanon, Sudan, the Congo, Kanaki, West Papua. The struggle for liberation and justice is interconnected. And we must recognize the insidious tendrils of colonization and capitalism, which in the reckless pursuit of power and wealth justify the grotesque disposal of human lives and the evisceration of our environment. Nobody is free until everybody is free. E kore tātou e ware ware. If I must die, you must live. To tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some string. Make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment, an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. Mana atua, mana tipua, mana takata puie, ka rongo te pō, ka rongo te ao, haumie, huie, taiki e.